Tape script 8.5. Fears and phobias. 1. Jodie.
I have a really unusual phobia. It began when I was a little girl. I was staying with my grandmother and she asked me to go upstairs and get her cardigan. I opened the cupboard and saw this big, dark green cardigan with huge black buttons hanging there. I was terrified. I started screaming. My grandmother rushed upstairs and finally managed to calm me down. But from then on, it was a problem. It was the buttons. All buttons made me feel uncomfortable. It's difficult for me to buy clothes. I try to find skirts and trousers with just belts and zips, but it's not easy. About a year ago, a button came off a colleague's jacket at work and I had a panic attack. I've decided to see a psychotherapist, but I'm embarrassed to say I'm scared of buttons. It sounds silly.
2. Gavin.
I'm not sure what first started my phobia, but my dad used to go fishing and afterwards I didn't like watching him cleaning the fish in the kitchen sink. Then, when I was about 7, I started feeling afraid when I saw him coming home with a fish. He had to stop catching it. As I grew up, the problem got worse and worse. I couldn't go into supermarkets. The sight of fish made me feel sick. When I started going out with my wife, I had to ask her never to eat fish. I didn't go to restaurants because once I saw someone eating an oyster and I had a panic attack. I can only eat in hamburger bars now. It makes life very difficult for my whole family. I've started to see a psychologist, but I haven't succeeded in conquering my phobia yet.
3. Melissa.
I'm 13 years old, and I've been terrified of balloons since I was 5. I was trying to blow one up, and it popped in my face. I can remember feeling the rubber on my skin. Ooh, it was awful. My friends don't understand. They enjoy chasing me around with blown-up balloons because they think it's fun to see me cry. Last time, we were in the school playground and I had a panic attack. At first, they refused to believe me and they didn't get the teacher, but then they saw how bad it was. I was having difficulty breathing and they got frightened. The worst thing is that I can't go to parties. If I do, I have to ask them not to have balloons. I can't imagine ever blowing one up. I can't even look at them on TV. I start to shake. I want to see somebody about it. My teacher says I have to.